Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. Indian Railways has identified 87 land parcels, 84 railway colonies, 4 hill railways and 3 stadiums for asset monetization so far. In her budget speech, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had said that the government will launch a national monetization pipeline of potential brownfield infrastructure assets. The Central Bureau of Investigation has conducted raids at the premises of Cadbury India Limited in Haryana and Himachal and also lodged an FIR against the company for alleged irregularities and corruption in obtaining license for its HP factory in 2009-10. The raids were also conducted at the residential and official premises of officials in the two states. Around 78.27 lakh domestic passengers travelled by air in February 2021, which is 36.71% lower than the corresponding period last year, Indian aviation regulator DGCA said. While IndiGo carried 42.38 lakh passengers in February, a 54.2% share of the total domestic market, SpiceJet flew 9.62 lakh passengers, which is 12.3% share of the market. Government's initiatives to fuel growth in local television manufacturing in India is posing challenges for homegrown manufacturers. The rising input cost has resulted in about a 40% price hike in 32-inch and 40-inch LED TVs as compared to last year, resulting in about 20% downfall in terms of the demand for televisions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday asked chief ministers of all states and union territories to take strict action needed to contain India's COVID-19 situation. Interacting with heads of states during a virtual meeting, PM Modi proposed micro-zoning of containment areas instead of imposing a general lockdown. The Prime Minister also asked heads of states to focus on scaling up testing and contact tracing to contain the spread. Hitesha Chandrani, who accused Zomato delivery boy Kamraj of attacking her, has reportedly left Bengaluru. This came to light after cops contacted Chandrani for questioning following Kamraj's counter-complaint. Meanwhile, the city police have assured that the investigation will continue. Hitesha has been charged with wrongful restraint, assault, intentional insult and criminal intimidation based on a complaint by the Zomato delivery man Kamraj. And that's all we have for you today. Have a good day.